Ready? For the record, I'm Greg Blackwell, chairperson for the Strategic Planning and Finance Committee. It is 6:43 p.m. Wednesday, July 17th, 2013. With the quorum being present, the Strategic Planning and Finance Committee meeting is called to order. So thanks everybody for coming. Sorry we're getting started a little late due to the weather. Thought that was probably a good idea. So item two on our agenda is citizen communications. I will open citizen communications. Again, there are no citizens present. I move that we close citizen communications.
Second.
All in favor? Seconded by Janine. All in favor?
Aye.
Very well. Citizens communications is now closed. Item three, the consideration and action for the recommendations to the City Council on the city's investment policy. This is a policy that was put into effect in the, with the date was 2011.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And it should be reviewed by council annually. And wanted to open up the floor for any kind of discussion of any changes. Anybody had anything?
No.
No? Okay.
Professor, through your experience with this, is there anything that you think needs to be addressed, or I mean, it's pretty?
No, since the policy was recently adopted, it's fairly new, and the city is in compliance with the policy. There aren't any provisions in here that need to be tweaked or amended. Okay. Staff at this point is not recommending any changes.
Very good. Do I hear any motions?
Motion to close item number three.
Second.
Perhaps we move to recommend the...
Oh, adoption?
Do we have to? Because it's just consideration and action, sorry.
I had worded the item such that if y'all wanted to, you could have recommendations to either make changes or...
Keep it as is. Adopt it again.
Okay, so we do move to keep it as it is.
So moved.
So Brian, you're seconding that?
Yes.
So she moves. Okay.
Well, actually, no, I moved. Somebody needs to second. She made the motion.
Oh, you moved?
She made the motion.
I'll second.
Okay.
Right?
Well, she made the motion. I believe she made the motion, so you would be seconding it.
Yeah.
Is what she was trying to do.
Thank you.
Okay, so the motion is to recommend to council to keep the investment policy intact and to reapprove it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All who oppose, let the record show that it was voted 4-0 in favor. Item four, consideration and action for the recommendations to City Council on the city's debt management policy. This is once again a policy that was put into effect in 2011. And I can open the floor for any discussion.
I want to, that's the same, or was there any tweakings involved?
There, no, it's similar to the investment policy.
That's
the
right.
Staff is not recommending any changes.
Yeah, so. I didn't
Where
see.
Are we on those benchmarks? You know, the 6% of our.
we're below that because the road bonds are classified as general obligation bonds. They're not COs. So that 6% was for COs. So we're way under that category. And the city is in compliance with all of the requirements.
Okay. And I know I realize that. I was just curious as, you know, from a financial standpoint, how close we are to those benchmarks, but I know you might not have all that data.
Yeah, we have room for the next 5 years.
Where's our debt capacity at?
Our existing debt is around $93 million, roughly, with interest.
Thanks again for getting those bonds reissued, because I know that's really saved us a lot of money in terms of our repayments.
Indeed.
It saved $1.1 million. Mm-hmm. It would have been in this coming fiscal year.
Yes, that was wonderful. We really appreciate your hard work.
Thank you.
Okay. I second that.
I almost uttered it. I was just saying.
Okay. Any further discussion on item four? No?
No.
Okay. All right, then I move that we recommend to council that
no action
be taken and we adopt the city's debt management policy as is this year.
Second
by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it, 4-0. All right, moving right along. Item number five, consideration and action for the recommendations to the City Council on the City Manager's proposed 5-year CIP equipment and personnel plan for the fiscal years 2014 through 2018. Hopefully you were able to peruse the 260 some odd page document. Not so much.
No.
It's very detailed. It goes by department. It goes through that thing. With items. Now, the way I understand it is this is in addition to what we have now. Is that right, Pervez?
This is for the very first time the city has done a comprehensive long-range plan in terms of CIP equipment and personnel. The city in the past has done 5-year spending plans for CIP only. CIP, capital improvement projects, mm-hmm. and these are infrastructure, roads, sidewalks, buildings of that nature, water tanks, plants. The city manager gave us direction that perhaps we should show city council what the needs are of the city, not just for building a library or a police station, but what would we need to operate those facilities as well, so personnel kicks in. In addition to that, he also wanted to show council the equipment needs for street maintenance, public works, parks, and recreations. So this plan has three components. If Mr. Chairman, if it's okay with you, I'd like to walk y'all through, just in a very summary format, how the document is structured and what is included in the plan.
That'd be great.
In your handout, you have the plan itself, and then you have some PowerPoint slides that I have made copies for y'all. This is the exact same slides that we used to present this plan to City Council. So what you will see and hear from me is basically what Council was presented on May the 7th. So on slide 3, this is a draft plan. The idea behind this is a moving plan, so each year we'll update it. So you'll have a fresh 5-year window each year. And the concept is that the first year of the 5-year program, we will present to City Council and the various committees as part of the budget process. So the first year of the 5-year plan becomes part of the budget process for City Council's consideration. Now, of course, when you're putting together a 5-year plan of this nature, the city departments pretty much put in everything they possibly can think of.
A dream sheet.
Right. And a lot of times, even after prodding and pushing and pleading, they tend to put everything in first 2 years, you know. You can't build a new police campus in next 2 years when we're doing road bonds.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to build all the sidewalks in Kyle in the next 2 years. So it took a lot of effort to get to folks to start thinking in real terms. So it's a draft plan. 100% of it is unfunded at this time. It's intended to identify cities' needs over the next 5 years and assist in prioritization during budget deliberations. So there might be something in year number 4 or 5 the council or committees may think that's a higher priority than what city staff is showing in years 1 and 2. So it helps if they know the list of things the city has in terms of needs, they can determine or help staff prioritize those. The five-year plan covers fiscal year 2014, which is next year, through 2018. There are three major components, as I mentioned: capital improvements plan, the equipment plan, which is also known as non-CIP, and then the personnel plan. These are the new positions, police officers and what have you, that each department has identified. The projections submitted by department directors were submitted to city manager, not council. And this five-year plan totals about $98.8 million for all three components. So if you move to slides, yes, sir.
I just wanted to, and the roads are in that $98.8
yes.
million, dollars,
right.
which is about $36,000.
Right. $36 million.
Rather.
Right.
Yes, thank you. Discount.
Thank you.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. The plan layout, just very briefly, it has a city manager's transmittal. It kind of discusses the issues and the challenges and what's on the horizon. Any regulatory requirements are discussed in that section. The plan is divided into five sections. There is a city-wide summary for all departments. You see at a glance what those needs are. Then it's divided into a personnel section, an equipment section, a CIP section, and then, of course, what the departments actually submitted to the city manager. On slide 5, the overall summary, remember what we said, it totaled $98.8 million. 81.1 of that is CIP. Like Greg mentioned, 36 of that is for road bonds. 9.4 million for equipment. These are backhoes, trucks, pickups, mowers, that kind of thing. 8.3 million for personnel plan for new positions, police officers, court clerks, that kind of thing. 36 million for roadway improvements. Does not include CIP obligations for Plum Creek PUD. I don't know how familiar you are with that Plum Creek development agreement that the city entered into. This was done in 2009, I believe. As part of the agreement, the city is obligated to pay for major CIP or infrastructure within that development. So far, the city has been paying them in exchange for not charging impact fee. So rather than us selling bonds and paying for those projects, we basically said, okay, Mr. Developer, you pay for it, and we'll reimburse you over time. As you connect to our system, you don't have to pay impact fees. And that has added up quite a bit. So far, it's in the $5 million range between water and wastewater facilities. And they're not even done with half, one half of the total.
So that's the project. Entire Plum Creek development.
Right. Now, I wanted to make sure that council understood that this CIP plan does not include any of their projects. That is on top of what we're talking here. The departments have identified 131 positions over this five-year window. This is the overall summary on slide 6. It kind of breaks it down by the $98 million by fiscal year. Year 1 is 16, year 2 is almost 17, year 3 is 17.8, and so on and so forth. The last year, year 5, it's high because you've got some big ticket items. Some of the department heads felt very concerned that if city council didn't see their long-term needs, that they would fall by the wayside or they'll forget in terms of prioritization. So even though a good example is the police station, police campus, as they describe it. You remember that $30 million project that city had one time discussed? Chief had thought that if he didn't put that back on the table, it was kind of left aside, so he kind of stuck it in year number 5. For us, okay, year number 5, when we update this next year, it's just going to keep at the end. For council and committees, really the first 2 or 3 years are really the important ones, and they're more realistic in terms of planning.
Okay.
On slide 7, this kind of helps give you a preview of what the rate implications might be of this plan. 71% of that 91 million, or 98 million, sorry, is in general fund. If you see the top half, 69.7 million is general fund's responsibility. And then 29 million is utility fund. So if we were to stay on track as this five-year plan indicates, there's a lot coming on property tax rate, the impact on property tax. So we'll have to balance these competing interests of the needs versus the impact on our citizens' checkbooks. So that's the challenge. This really kind of gives you an overall view of how that's going to play out or will have to play out.
So all this will be paid for through revenue and growth, is that correct?
Right.
There's no additional
funding. Yeah, we do not have any reserves or deposits on hand to cover these. This is all new money. So on slide six, this is a very high, eight, yeah, high-level summary of the personnel requirements that departments have identified. In year one, there's about 32, and we already know that in the proposed budget that we are compiling, the staff is, we have been directed by the city manager that he is not funding any new positions next year, period. So all of this will now slide in the next update. The marching orders to staff for next year is from city manager. His top priority for next year is to fund the very badly needed equipment that we haven't really funded in the last 2 to 3 years, such as for street maintenance, for parks. Those are his top priorities for funding next year.
The city manager's top priority.
Right. Yeah. And that's what he will propose to council. Okay. Now, of course, council may have their own priorities, mm-hmm, and so that's when it comes to the discussions and changes.
So something quick. In May, this was shown to council, but it's been adjusted since?
It hasn't been adjusted. Council was presented. You'll have to think in terms of this is a draft plan that comes out every early spring for the city.
Go ahead. Well, I just want to clarify because I don't know, this may be a stupid question, but when it's a five-year plan, you say it's 2014 to 2018, it's just those years because you're saying you revisit it every year, so does it move like 2015 to 2019? Or
right. The five-year horizon changes by 1 year.
Okay.
Every
right.
year that we
so
update.
That's why you can keep pushing
right,
back,
right,
even though you really
yeah.
shouldn't, but yeah. But okay, it, I just want to make
yeah,
clear
for
my
planning
mind,
purposes,
yeah.
it gives our elected officials, our committee members, our staff, it kind of, okay, what's on the horizon?
Right.
Because
right.
you know, when you go beyond 5 years, it kind of gets
gotcha.
muddy.
Okay, I just
very
wanted
muddy.
To be clear
yeah.
on...
Yeah, so it moves.
Yeah.
It moves. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Slide nine is just a graphical representation of where those positions are. If you look at it, the biggest slice is a police department, of course, public safety.
Are they expecting that much growth here? That's a pretty big increase.
He's got 10 officers a year.
I was going to ask.
It is a little extraordinary.
Usually when I do scenarios like this, we do a five-year plan or anything, and we ask the departments to come up with their input for it. What are they using for the scenarios? Where are they getting their information so they can, other than maybe their past history, mm-hmm, is there some sort of demographics there?
Yes, there is a basic set of data that we share with each department.
Okay.
Basic general assumptions we share with population, growth projections, our current trends, and of course regulatory requirements, either that we have not complied with and those that are going to change in this five-year horizon that we are aware of. So that's basically what they're working with.
Okay.
And then on top of it, each department has its own committee, its own council policy directives, its own requirements that they have to blend in along with the general set of assumptions. So that's how we started the process.
The reason why I was asking is that when I'm looking at budgets and forecasting, I kind of like to see that data and this data and see where they're...
The environmental scan process, right.
Right.
Since this was the first time city has done comprehensively, so it was a learning experience for all of us, especially the departments. But we had to give them some defined criteria to work from. Okay. Otherwise, we would have police department one side, parks coming from another side.
That's why I was asking, because I was like wondering where, or, you know, each department could go a totally different direction.
Right. For example, the police department is a good example. The number of positions that they're figuring that they need over the five-year window, it's not that they just sat in a dark room and figured, we're going to get 10 each. No. They have industry standards as well for every 1,000 population.
So the group upstairs is all laughing and cutting up, and I come down here and you guys are way too serious.
You missed. There was some laughing going on.
Oh, okay.
Well, you guys are done?
It's in between.
We just finished.
Oh, wow. So, pretty quick.
Yeah, well, I got a month's worth of work to do from that one meeting, but we'll see y'all.
Take care, James. So for the police positions, they have a goal of some cities have two cops or two officers per 1,000 population. Some cities have 1.5 police officers. Some have three police officers, depending on the community's goals. So he was using, for Kyle, which is the norm, two per 1,000. So based on his, what he saw as projections that everybody else is using for Kyle over the next five-year window. It's also on our website. If you look, go to the Economic Development Department's, they have population projections that they're using based on state demographers' projections. So that's how he came up with his positions. Similarly, Public Works and Parks, you know, they're doing the same thing based on what they're going to see. So much population, so many acres of parkland, therefore I need so many people to maintain those parks.
So, just to throw this out there, to belabor the point, so if they think 82 new employees over... Five years. Then we're expecting a population growth of about 40,000 in 5 years?
We're already at 30.
So more than double it in 5 years?
I don't remember off the top of my head what the five-year increment is, but it is doubling in 15 years, I think.
And we may be understaffed now.
Right.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
That is very true.
Yeah, but it just seems like 82 in 5 years seems a little high to me. If you're saying two per 1,000 citizens, okay. It is what it is, but
just a question. 82 officers?
Additional.
Well, and no, it's they're not all officers. They also have dispatch staff.
Okay, gotcha.
And plus they've got to have three shifts. So they can, or whatever that is, to cover for vacation.
24 hours.
Okay.
And all that fun stuff.
All right. Thank you. Clarifying.
All right. On slide 10, this translates those number of people into dollars. At the current salary level, what the dollar impact is. So that's basically just kind of gives you an idea. If you have 82 officers, is $5.5 million by the time you get to year number five. Mm-hmm. Now, slide 11. And this basically now gets into the second group.
Equipment.
Right, equipment. And you remember we said it was $9.4 million over the five-year period. And this shows where those are by department and by year. And of course, again, because police has the largest number of FTEs, they need more police cars, more desks, more chairs, more computers. Right. So you'll see a larger amount for police department. Slide 12 is a summary of capital improvements program, the third major category. You'll recognize engineering department.
Popped out right away.
Yeah. Those are the road projects. The reason you see year number five at almost $12 million is because the road bonds are on a six-year window, and we wanted to make sure that everybody saw that it was 35 million, not something less. Mm-hmm. So we stuck year number 6 into 5 also. If you look at police department, year number 5, that's the police campus, $15 million. And that's not happening anytime soon, given our AV, our tax rates, and what we have in terms of current obligations and what we see over the next 5 years, in terms of prioritization. Now, under utility fund, that is something very critical that we will have to start talking very soon. The south side infrastructure, wastewater, so you have that. We also have plant expansion for wastewater. We're reaching capacity. We're already there. We should be in design. But since we're in litigation with Aqua Texas, that's kind of postponing or delaying that. So that will, that's those numbers that you see are south side infrastructure as well as treatment plant expansion.
The treatment plant is going to be key.
Right. And that goes hand in hand with growth. If you're going to have people, you're going to have homes, you're going to have some place to collect, treat their wastewater.
Well, we need to regenerate our water supplies, and we need a place to do it.
Now, on slide 13, we wanted to give council kind of next steps, what will happen now that we've done this plan. The distribution of the plan is posted on the city's webpage. It's available at City Hall and Public Library. Most of the boards and commissions will be reviewing it. Planning and zoning is the only commission or board in the city that is required by city charter to review capital improvement projects and recommend to council whether they meet the criteria set forth in the master plan. The city has a master plan. So in terms of recommending to city council, they're the only board and commission that is required. We went above and beyond that. We recommended that the Public Works and Service Committee look at it as well, this committee look at it. And then, if they have recommendations, to submit those as part of the budget process. And that was, in a nutshell, what we presented to council. It was presented as a briefing. It was not an action item because it's a draft plan. Mm-hmm. Their action will be as part of the budget deliberations. Any other questions you might have on this?
Not really. I mean, I just have some line item items. Short of that, I guess that's part of the budgeting process.
Right. So, I do want to call your attention to, because I picked these pictures on the cover.
I'm curious about those.
I wanted y'all to see, and council to see, the first picture on top left.
Yeah.
This is a manhole, what you see below the street.
Yeah, mm-hmm, blowout. Mm-hmm.
And most of our manholes are at this stage that we'll have to do something.
Wow.
What happens is these are concrete, pre-stressed concrete. And when you have sewage sitting in manholes, it gives off gas.
Mm-hmm. Sublimation.
So the gas pretty much eats into the concrete. And just a little bit of rain event will push it. And that's exactly what happened to this manhole.
Hmm.
We are undertaking 10 manholes a year in terms of rehabbing them. But given the number of manholes we have in our system, that's going to take a while.
What kind of work is being done to them?
Just basically recapping. Yeah, we're not replacing them. So
I know a great restoration company that works exactly this kind of stuff. And they're in Buda, so.
What they do is they go out for bids, and they'll pick the lowest bidder.
They've been included in that bid process.
They should have been, because it was done advertised openly in newspaper, Hayes Free Press, website.
Okay.
So that's just to give you an idea. And what happens is this is not only wastewater side impact, but if you have rain, Okay, let's assume you don't have rain. You have environmental impact. You have now TCEQ penalties to deal with, health issues to deal with. Mm-hmm. If you have rain event and you don't find these holes in manholes, rainwater is seeping in. That's going to your treatment plant that you're spending money to treat rainwater. Mm-hmm. It should have gone to the storm drainage rather than the wastewater. Mm-hmm. So it costs us in the long run not to take care of these.
Yeah.
And then, of course, our guys and gals in
blue,
and their new Tahoes.
That's great. Thanks for the overview, Pervez.
You're welcome. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I don't really see any action that we need to take personally. Since we've got the budget process coming up, I mean, I think the departments have put in a lot of effort to get kind of what they want and what they need as they see it in here. Mm-hmm. So being that it's a draft document, I don't see what action we need to take personally.
One thing I would recommend, if it's okay with the committee, that if you have time to review at least the CIP section, it has quite a bit of details in terms of project description. This will make you aware of and help you get familiar with the projects that are on the horizon. So when you're talking to other committee members or deliberating on rates or budget issues, you're familiar with what are those major projects that are on the horizon.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Let me ask you a question on this 5-year. When they're planning this, they're planning for growth that's currently not here yet. But are they also looking at the infrastructure that, like on these, that are ticking time bombs?
Existing structure.
To put them back into the 5-year as well? Those are
okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
And the projects to set us up for future growth, like you mentioned, the water
right.
And all that.
So this plan addresses both taking care of existing infrastructure as well as responding to growth.
I don't know if you remember, I think it was last meeting, I'd asked you about what projects are we doing for future growth, but at the same time we can also
take care of it.
Yes, because that's where the strategy comes in, where we get the bigger bang for the buck and right. save money.
Right. Okay. Hmm. Any other discussion regarding item 5-year CIP? I just don't feel like we need to take any action for this. So, I mean.
Okay. No.
Anybody else think we need to?
Yeah, I just recommend we don't take any action. This is more of an informal information session, really.
Yeah.
Any action is going to be taken care of when we do budget.
Budget.
Yeah, the budgeting process. So, speaking of which, we'll move on to item 6. And item 6 is an update by Pervez on various city finance business, including the timeline for our budgeting process. Pervez, would you like to?
In your handout, you should have a document that looks like this. It should be towards the back. Mm-hmm. This is our budget calendar, our timeline. It's almost a 12-month process. You know, it starts in January because there's so many steps involved. But I would like to call your attention to the month of July and August, which is on page 3 of 5. This is where we are today. We're almost close to July 18th. If you look at the calendar, we discussed the 5-year CIP plan, the equipment plan, and the personnel plan with this committee. Our next step is to finalize the city manager's proposed budget, and unfortunately I'm unable to do that until July 25th. That is the state law deadline.